Today the province is reporting about 532 people in Ontario intensive care units because of COVID-19. Another 64 people have died after contracting COVID-19, according to the latest update. There are 4,008 COVID-positive people currently hospitalized and about 2,204 of them were hospitalized because of COVID. The rest were hospitalized for other reasons but test positive for COVID-19. On January 25, Public Health Ontario is reporting 3,424 new COVID cases. However, new case counts no longer reflect COVID-19 transmission in the province as testing is reserved nearly exclusively for hospitalized patients, and residents and staff at high-risk congregate settings. Public Health Ontario has confirmed 1,004,879 cases of COVID-19 since the start of the pandemic, and reported 932,245 recoveries and 11,068 deaths. The January 25 updates provided by the province's Public Health Agency and the Ministry of Health also reported the following data: cases 7,298, recoveries and 64 deaths since yesterday's report. The deaths reported have all occurred within the last month. There are 65,504 active, lab-confirmed cases in Ontario. The vaccination status for new cases was not updated at publication time. Lab-confirmed testing is mostly limited to those who live in high-risk congregate care settings or work in them. As such, a majority of the people being tested are fully vaccinated as per provincial or workplace mandatory vaccine policies. Hospitalizations: 4,008 people are in hospital testing positive for COVID-19. Of those, 55%, about 2,204 people, were hospitalized because of COVID-19 and the other 45% were admitted for other reasons but tested positive for COVID. There are 626 patients in Ontario ICUs with COVID. Of those, 85%, about 532 patients, were admitted because of COVID-19 and the other 15% were admitted for other reasons but tested positive for COVID. There are 372 COVID patients on ventilators. Vaccination status for hospitalized patients was not updated at publication time because of a technical error. Testing: the number of tests and percent positivity rate was not updated at publication time because of a technical glitch on the part of the province. The cumulative average incidence rate in the province is 6,820.1 cases per 100,000 people in Ontario. Ontario's average 7-day incidence rate from January 15 to January 21 was 322.2 cases per 100,000 people, which decreased 30.9% over the 7-day period starting on January 9. For more on the province's breakdown of vaccination status, click here. Northern Ontario. Today's hospitalization data for the North has not been updated by the province yet. In Northern Ontario, the breakdown of Public Health Ontario data for cases and vaccination is: Algoma Public Health, the health unit, has reported 3,387 cases, 589 known active cases and 18 current hospitalizations, including one person who is from out of region but in Algoma. Of the eligible population 5 years and older, 88% of people have at least one dose of the vaccine and 82% have both doses. Of the population 18 years and older, 55% have a booster. North Bay Parry Sound District Health Unit. The health unit has reported 2,608 cases, 210 known active cases and 2 hospitalizations. Of the eligible population 5 years and older, 85% of people have at least one dose of the vaccine and 80% have both doses. For the eligible population 18 years and older, 54% have a booster. Porcupine Health Unit. The health unit has reported 4,049 cases and 740 known active cases. The health unit does not report hospitalizations. At Timmins and District Hospital, there are 24 patients with COVID-19, 7 of whom were admitted for virus-related reasons. Of the eligible population 5 years and older, 87% of people have at least one dose of the vaccine and 80% have both doses. For the eligible population 18 years and older, 49% have a booster. Public Health Sudbury and Districts. The health unit has reported 8,755 cases and 769 known active cases. There are 70 COVID-positive patients at Health Sciences North, including 4 in ICU. Of the eligible population 5 years and older, 88% of people have at least one dose of the vaccine and 82% have both doses. For the eligible population 18 years and older, 52% have a booster. Temiskaming Health Unit. The health unit has reported 969 cases, 72 known active cases, and 10 hospitalizations, with 4 people in ICU. The numbers were last update January 21. Of the eligible population 5 years and older, 85% of people have at least one dose of the vaccine and 79% have both doses. For the eligible population 18 years and older, 55% have a booster. Northwestern Health Unit. The health unit has reported 3,069 cases, 274 known active cases and 6 hospitalizations, including 2 people in ICU. Of the eligible population 5 years and older, 95% of people have at least one dose of the vaccine and 86% have both doses. For the eligible population 18 years and older, 55% have a booster. Thunder Bay District Health Unit. The health unit has reported 6,315 cases, 355 known active cases and 47 hospitalizations, including 8 people in ICU. Of the eligible population 5 years and older, 88% of people have at least one dose of the vaccine and 82% have both doses. For the eligible population 18 years and older, 51% have a booster. The data from Northern Ontario Health Units is based on what was available at 10:30 a.m. today.